KD Country 94 weather.
Careers Auto Parts is your local CarQuest jobber in Beloit. Right now at Careers, there's great fleet and farm fall savings. Save $10 on a Curt multi-ball mount. Also save $5 on 5 gallons of Fram 80W90 gear oil and save $6 on 5 gallons of Fram hydraulic fluid, agricultural hydraulic fluid, or tractor fluid. 2.5 gallons of Fram diesel exhaust fluid are $15.99 as well. These and many more savings now at Careers Auto Parts, your local CarQuest jobber in Beloit. Serving North Central Kansas for over half a century.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 83. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
More than a quarter of the Kansas corn crop has been harvested. USDA says 27% of the crop is in and 32% is rated good to excellent. 4% of soybeans are in and 23% good to excellent. 8% of the winter wheat crop has been planted, 5% behind last year. Sorghum harvest is at 7% with 32% of the crop good to excellent. Pasture and range conditions are 18% good to excellent. Topsoil moisture is 32% adequate to surplus and subsoil moisture is 25% adequate. A woman accused in the death of a Southwest Kansas man has been extradited to Kansas just after 3 p.m. on Sunday. 32-year-old Samantha Smith was booked into the Finney County Jail and requested charges of murder on the first degree in the commission of a felony aggravated robbery, according to online jail records. In September 2019, Ernie Ortiz was found shot outside of his family restaurant in Garden City and later died at the hospital. It is believed Ortiz was shot during a robbery after he closed the business for the night. On September 6, U.S. Marshals arrested Smith in connection with the homicide in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. In June of 2023, the Garden City Police Department obtained an arrest warrant for first-degree murder and aggravated robbery against Smith in connection with the case. A couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is hiring full-time position for welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn, as they're willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid health insurance, apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763, email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com, or send your resume to Agmark LLC. Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, and they invite you to their Walk Run for Life on Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, and entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433 to attend. There will be a tailgate taking place there. Good game and good food for Lakeside and Osborne. and it is sponsored by Remus Farms and Remus Plumbing. Free will donation. There'll be ribeye steak sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and a cookie with your meal. That'll be at 6 o'clock this Friday night at Lakeside High School before the Osborne Lakeside football game there in Downs. And Old Settlers Day Celebration Smith Center is coming up this Saturday, September 23rd. There'll be a downtown parade at 11 a.m. The Way They Were Antique Tractor and Machine Reshow. John Deere featured, all makes and models welcome, activities for kids of all ages. There'll be a tractor show, trucks, poker run, machinery, gas engines, garden tractor and collector displays, free fun tractor pull, and many other activities. For more information, call 282-5317. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And it's lined into left field. That's going to be down. The Royals will take the lead, and Waters ends up at second base with his second double of the game.
And the Royals would go on to a 6-4 win over the Guardians on Monday afternoon. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, look at today's schedule. Monday Night Football, there were two games. The Chiefs restructuring a contract with their quarterback, and a former K-State football player finds a new home. Talking up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96 Point through the lake. High school volleyball coming up today. Blood at Sacred Heart. You can catch the live video stream at ncksports.com with action starting at 5 o'clock on the Blue Trojan channel. Also in the Northern Plains League, Rock Hill is hosting a triangular with Lakeside and St. John's Tipton. Osborne is hosting Southern Cloud and Lincoln. Pike Valley at home against Natoma and Tescott. Matches will start at 4 o'clock in Northern Plains League action. Also coming up this evening, Smith Center with their final scheduled home matches of the season. They're hosting Oakley and Stockton with varsity starting at 5 o'clock. Also, high school cross country, Southeast Salina Invitational today at 4:30. Lincoln competing from the area. You can find full local sports schedules and info at ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Kansas City Royals starting a three-game series with the Guardians on Monday afternoon, picking up a 6-4 win. Cleveland led 4-1 through the top of the sixth, but the Royals took over from there. Nelson Velasquez hit a solo homer in the bottom of the sixth to cut the lead to 4-2. Then Kansas City tacked on 4 in the eighth. Michael Massey walked with the bases loaded, followed by a 2-RBI double from Drew Waters that you heard earlier, and Massey scored on a pass ball. Jackson Coar got the win in relief, moving to 2-0, while James MacArthur picked up his first career save. Royals manager Matt on that big eighth inning.
You got to take advantage of what they give you, and sometimes that's doing less, you know, taking the walks, you know, hit by pitch. I mean, that would have been a walk either way to Nelly. So, yeah, opportunistic, and then, you know, Drew was ready when the opportunity was there. You know, you give guys credit, you know, they take 3-0, get a 3-1 count, and the adrenaline gets going, and you're thinking about doing damage there, and taking those pitches was key. MJ's at-bat was really good.
Royals improved to 49-102 with the win, while the Guardians dropped to 72-79. Game two of the three-game series tonight at 6:40 at Kauffman Stadium.
Ian Jones makes a cut and scores from the practice squad to the end zone. What a night for Tony Jones Jr. stepping up.
Jones scored two touchdowns for the Saints after starting running back Jamal Williams went down with a hamstring injury in the second quarter. New Orleans went on to win 20-17 over the Panthers to move to 2-0, while Carolina dropped to 0-2. There were two Monday night football games. The Steelers beat the Browns in Cleveland 26-22. Cleveland also lost their starting running back Nick Chubb to a significant knee injury in the second quarter, and it was announced after the game that he's likely to miss the rest of the season. Pittsburgh held a 16-14 lead at half, but the Browns took a 22-19 lead after three before the Steelers got a 16-yard fumble return for a touchdown from T.J. Watt midway through the fourth, which proved to be the game winner. Both teams are now 1-1 on the season. Also in the NFL, in an unsurprising move, the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes have reached an agreement on a restructured contract over the next four seasons. The new agreement will give Mahomes $210.6 million between 2023 and 2026. It's the most in NFL history during a four-year span. All compensation for those years is also now guaranteed, according to his agent Chris Cabot. After a flurry of new contracts for NFL quarterbacks recently, Mahomes was the eighth highest paid quarterback in the league, but after Monday's agreement, he will average $52.6 million over the next four seasons. The overall length of Mahomes' contract doesn't change. He remains signed through the 2031 season. Finally, in sports, after not being re-signed by the Broncos this offseason, former K-State guard Dalton Risner was still available after the first 2 weeks of the season. That changed on Monday as looking to shore up their offensive line. The Vikings signed Risner to a reported one-year deal worth $4 million. Risner played four seasons with the Broncos, starting all 62 games he played in. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas. Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.